What specific problem does the new method or algorithm aim to solve?
The new method, zero-shot tokenizer transfer, ZTT, aims to solve the problem of transferring a language model, LM, to a new tokenizer without the need for observing data for the new tokenizer. This method addresses the limitation of traditional tokenizers, where once an LM is trained with a specific tokenizer, it is bound to that tokenizer, making inference with a different tokenizer impossible. ZTT effectively detaches LMs from the tokenizer they were trained with, allowing for the creation of an embedding matrix on the fly for any arbitrary tokenizer. The goal is to preserve the performance of the model while enabling the transfer to a new tokenizer seamlessly. This method provides a solution to the challenge of efficiently transferring LMs across different tokenizers, opening up possibilities for combining language models with various tokenization schemes.
How does the proposed method or algorithm work? Illustrate step by step.
The proposed method, zero-shot tokenizer transfer, ZTT, aims to detach language models, LMs, from the tokenizer they were trained with, allowing for the creation of an embedding matrix on the fly for any arbitrary tokenizer without observing data for it. The process involves training a hypernetwork to predict the embedding parameters for a given tokenizer. The hypernetwork is trained on a diverse distribution of tokenizers to enable effective ZTT. The hypernetwork predicts the embedding parameters for new tokens by decomposing them using the original tokenization function and embedding them with the original embeddings. The hypernetwork architecture consists of multiple transformer layers and a separate prediction head for input and output embeddings. The hypernetwork is trained to minimize the loss of the language model under the new tokenizer. The training loop involves sampling diverse tokenizers and texts, adding Gaussian noise to the frequencies, and assembling the tokenizer based on the top tokens with the highest scores. Additionally, a warm-up stage is included to mimic the original tokenizer's embedding parameters, followed by an auxiliary loss to penalize drift from the warm-up stage. The final loss combines the main loss with the auxiliary loss, with a hyperparameter to weigh the contribution of the auxiliary loss. The hypernetwork can be applied to fine-tuned models without extra training, as the embedding space of fine-tuned models is compatible with that of the base model. The hypernetwork's predictions can be used out of the box with fine-tuned models, demonstrating its applicability and effectiveness in transferring tokenizers across LMs.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using this method?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using the method described in the paper include 1. Zero-shot tokenizer transfer, ZTT. The method allows for creating an embedding matrix on the fly for any arbitrary tokenizer without needing to observe data for it. This means that language models can be detached from the tokenizer they were trained with, enabling flexibility and adaptability across different tokenizers without retraining the entire model. 2. Efficiency and performance. By using the hypernetwork approach, the method preserves performance to a few percent accuracy in many cases, while also significantly reducing the inference cost. This leads to more efficient and faster model adaptation to new tokenizers, with the hypernetwork learning to rapidly adapt to a given target tokenizer by training on a small amount of extra tokens. 3. Model generalization. The hypernetwork can predict embedding parameters for a wide variety of tokenizers, enabling the model to generalize well to unseen tokenizers. This enhances the model's ability to transfer knowledge across different tokenization schemes, improving its versatility and applicability. 4. Improved transfer learning. The method allows for transferring language models to new tokenizers, even in the case of fine-tuned models, without the need for additional training. This simplifies the process of applying pre-trained models to different tokenization schemes, saving time and computational resources. 5. Robustness to tokenization function. The predicted embeddings are robust to the choice of tokenization function, indicating that the method can handle different tokenization schemes effectively. This robustness ensures consistent performance across various tokenizers, enhancing the model's stability and reliability. 6. Simplified research into tokenizer transfer. The conversion methods to Unigram LM and byte-level tokenization simplify further research into tokenizer transfer. By approximating diverse tokenizers using Unigram LM, the method provides a practical approach to dealing with the heterogeneous landscape of tokenizers, facilitating future research in this area. 7. Reduced computational overhead. The method incurs a manageable computational overhead, with the flops per batch being relatively low compared to the main model. This indicates that the hypernetwork approach is computationally efficient and can be seamlessly integrated into existing models without significant overhead. Overall, the method offers a novel and effective way to transfer language models across different tokenizers, improving efficiency, adaptability, and performance, while simplifying the process of working with diverse tokenization schemes.
How is the method validated or tested?
The method is validated through a series of experiments and evaluations outlined in the paper. The validation process involves training a hypernetwork to predict embedding parameters for a new tokenizer without observing data for it, a process known as zero-shot tokenizer transfer, ZTT. The efficacy of the method is evaluated by comparing the performance of the hypernetwork against baseline approaches such as FVT, OFA, and focus on tasks like PIQA, HeliSwag, BoolQ, MMLU, ARC, XNLI, XCOPA, and HumanEvalPack. The results show that the hypernetwork consistently outperforms the baselines, preserving accuracy to 1% on average and achieving significant speedups in inference. Additionally, the method is tested on fine-tuned models, demonstrating that the hypernetwork's predictions can be directly applied to fine-tuned models without the need for extra training. The experiments also include converting tokenizers to byte-level and Unigram LM, showing minimal performance degradation and enabling the hypernetwork to generalize to different tokenization functions effectively. The computational overhead of the hypernetwork is analyzed to ensure efficient implementation. Overall, the method is rigorously validated through a comprehensive set of experiments and evaluations across various tasks and languages, demonstrating its effectiveness in zero-shot tokenizer transfer and fine-tuning scenarios.
What results were achieved with this new method?
The new method achieved impressive results in zero-shot tokenizer transfer, ZTT, by training a hypernetwork to predict embedding parameters for any given tokenizer. The hypernetwork was able to preserve performance to a few percent accuracy in many cases, closing the performance gap significantly compared to prior heuristic-based approaches. Specifically, the hypernetwork preserved accuracy to 1% on average for XLMR models transferred to language-specific tokenizers, resulting in a greater than 16% speedup. For Mistral 7B models, the hypernetwork outperformed baseline methods like Focus, preserving accuracy to 1% on average and reducing sequence length by 14%. Additionally, the hypernetwork was successfully applied to fine-tuned models without any extra training, demonstrating its versatility and effectiveness in transferring tokenizers across different models. The method showed promising results in multilingual evaluation as well, improving performance on XCOPA and reducing sequence length significantly. Overall, the hypernetwork method proved to be a state-of-the-art solution for N-shot tokenizer transfer, and a competitive baseline for zero-shot tokenizer transfer, unlocking new possibilities for combining language models with different tokenizers.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of the method?
The limitations or drawbacks of the method described in the paper include the need for a diverse distribution of tokenizers for effective generalization by the hypernetwork. While the hypernetwork can preserve performance to a few percent accuracy in many cases, there may still be a substantial gap to the original LM performance. Additionally, the method may face challenges in zero-shot tokenizer transfer, especially in decoder-style models, where the hypernetwork falls behind on some benchmarks. Furthermore, the continued training of the hypernetwork with the target tokenizer may be necessary to close the performance gap completely. Another limitation is the potential degradation in performance when transferring fine-tuned models without any extra training, although the hypernetwork's predictions can be used out of the box with fine-tuned models. Lastly, the computational overhead of the hypernetwork, estimated in terms of flops per token, may pose a limitation, with a 12% overhead observed in preliminary experiments.